Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. Good to have you back, Pantu.
Yeah, actually Tim and Jess this morning.
Can you just speak again?
Oh, how dare you.
Now,
do we really need to address it?
Oh, well, I feel like it's going to be the most noticeable thing. People are still going to think, oh, who's covering for Jess? Because you don't sound like you.
Yeah, look, I may have gotten sick when I was back home.
I reckon for the whole 2 years or 2.5 years that we've worked together,
yep.
I think every time you've ever gone away, you've come back sick.
Right?
I don't know
it's planes. I feel like planes do it too.
Yeah, well, it's because of the air. Yeah. Planes. But I think that maybe we should just both agree that you're never allowed to leave.
Sure.
I just think it's going to be easier. It's going to be a better quality radio show if you don't leave.
Is it because that I got sick or is it because you were really lonely while I was gone?
Well, it just so happened my girlfriend was away too, so I had no one to hang out with.
None of your Jesses were in town.
No. So I had to moonlight a friend. Went on Gumtree, got a friend for a week. He was a bit strange, but you know, I got through it. And we're going to get through the rest of the show, Jess.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Look, my apologies for the terrible sound in my voice, but I have a fun story from the plane yesterday.
You should start the show every day with an apology.
Sick
or not. Sorry for the terrible content that's coming your way.
Something really bad happened to me on the plane yesterday, and it was because of this cold.
Okay.
It is like everyone's worst nightmare, and I want to formally apologize to the guy who I was sitting next to on the show.
Again, a great way to start the show with apologies and heads up. I really think this should be the staple of the show here. Jess, I'm very excited. Kanye West, he's announced recently that he's going to be bringing out some new music. I've got a snippet of one of his songs.
Right.
It's incredible. You know how much of a Kanye fan I am.
Absolutely.
So after 7 a.m., I'll play you that. But coming up next, Jess, I have found your hero. This person, it's come through terrible circumstances, but they've really shone a light on something beautiful in the universe. I think you're going to be super jazzed about
it. If this is you.
No.
Again, really
we should start the show like that every day. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, I want to tell you about someone that's not just a hero to you, but could be a hero to many people all around Central Queensland.
Sure.
But in the same sentence, they're not a hero to me. But I understand.
You're not impressed with much, though, Tim.
Exactly. So. A woman over in the United States, Kat Von D is her name.
Right. Why do I know that name?
I don't know. And she, unfortunately, in the middle of last year, was in a car accident.
Right.
Terrible thing. She was in a neck brace. She's all right. I think she just had a few cuts and bruises, which is very fortunate.
Well, cuts and bruises and the neck brace.
Yes, because of her spine that they were trying to monitor. But she posted a photo of herself in the emergency room after she started to feel okay with the neck brace on. But you can see, obviously, she looks like she's been in a car accident because just you know how everything just kind of gets moved around a bit. You're kind of like, well, that's okay. You've been through something.
Right.
But the reason she posted the photo was because she was so impressed because her mascara and her eyeliner was perfectly intact.
Slow clap. That is beautiful.
It's incredible. I'm going to send you the image. She said, my mascara was running down my face from the crying.
Hang on. Sorry, what do you say?
Mascara.
Do you have mascara?
I don't care, man. I don't wear it. I don't need to know how to pronounce it.
Sure. Her mascara was not running
down
her face.
Well, clearly with these eyelashes, I don't need mascara. I assume that's where you put that. My mascara was running down my face from crying, and all the other products had been wiped off to transfer the hospital, but not my tattoo eyeliner.
Oh, so it was tattooed on.
Tattooed eyeliner.
That is so smart.
So I'll show you the photo, but it's incredible. It looks like you can say, obviously, that's what I'm saying. It looks like she's been kind of had an accident, but as the kids would say, it's on fleek, son.
So it's almost like fleek. She's done a photo shoot and the theme of the photo shoot was
car crash. Yes.
Not a great photo shoot theme.
No, don't
Cleo magazine.
No. Top 10 ways. No, it's nothing to joke about. But anyway, I'll show you a photo. She's beautiful.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, on Saturday night was my sister's 21st birthday.
Happy birthday, Natalie.
I've never felt so old as my sister turning 21. Like, I still think of her as, like, a little four-year-old.
Because she's, what, 6 years younger than you?
Yeah. And so, like, me and my brother were kind of second parents to her growing up. So it was really weird. Like, my parents were like, this is the last party we're ever throwing. Your 30th birthday is you're on your own.
Well, you'd like to think a 30th as an adult,
yep,
you would be able to organise your own 30th birthday.
You would think. Yours I'm is still going to try and squeeze it out of them.
I was going to say, yours is coming up sooner rather than later.
How dare you? 4 years away.
3 years.
Yeah, no, it's closer to 3 years.
Yes.
Anyway, it gets to the end of the night. So we had a house party. So my mum put on a spread, a dinner for 60 people.
Yep.
We had a few people in the backyard.
Mostly family affair.
Mostly family. And so it got to about midnight. My dad decided, I'm ready for bed.
Yes. Chris, yes. Midnight, it is exactly the time all parties should end.
Still a few people lingering, and my dad starts yelling out, go home, everyone!
Yeah, and I imagine it was more with more colourful language, knowing your father.
Very much more colourful language. Yeah. There was a few F-bombs, a few C-bombs thrown in.
Chris!
Guys, go
not
home!
Okay.
Go home! What are you still doing here? Yeah. Go home. He's just screaming at the top of his lungs. Everyone's laughing. They think it's a joke. Mate. My dad was not joking. There was no joking involved. He was deadly serious.
I have a very similar situation. My sister's engagement earlier this year.
Yes.
Essentially, I gave myself the rule that as soon as my last family member left, that was me okay to go to bed.
Sure.
And one auntie was there and I went over and I was like, look, Julie, I love you, but you got to go.
Get out of my house.
Timmy needs some sleep.
I want to know, like, is there a more subtle way to do this than just screaming at someone, get out of my house?
You were the last party that I hosted.
Yeah.
And I kicked everyone out at 12 o'clock, didn't I? And I said,
I mean, I was already out by 11:30 at that party.
But I was like, all right, get out.
Bye.
Bye. Anyway, it's kind of like, anyway, bedtime. Yeah. That's normally a good one. But if there's any other suggestions out there, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Let us know. How do you kick people out of your party?
Yeah, how do you get people to leave at the end of a party? Because, I mean, there's just telling them to leave.
Well, more
but
creative.
I feel like you could be a bit more subtle than that.
A bit more subtle, a bit more creative. 13, 12, 16, how do you get people to leave your party?
And we're talking about subtle ways to get people to leave your party.
I feel like you don't need the word subtle. How do you get people to leave your party without bringing out a weapon?
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want to offend people, but it gets to a certain point in the night. You don't care about offending people.
I'll be like, this is my house. Leave.
I don't want to offend people. And then usually, like, you can do subtle things like, oh, you know, hey, did anyone want a coffee? Like, it's the coffee that ends the night, right? But if you have a 21st, like we did on Saturday... See, it's a lot harder.
I like to think I'm a good mate and I can pick up a vibe. Like, I've been at your house when we've had people over and I try to set, because I could see you've had enough of it. So I'd be like, anyway, party over, I'm out of here. And then
you
hopefully.
You leave at like 8:30 though.
But hopefully I'm the first domino that starts the chain and everyone leaves. So not only am I the best, but I'm humble
I thought
too.
You were just leaving before everyone else so you didn't have to help clean up.
What? No.
We have been asking on 13, 12, 16. Yeah. How do you get people to leave your party?
Yeah. We've had Ash from Calliope call through. Ash, how do you get people to leave your parties?
Well, I start to clear the table of all the snacks and drinks.
Yes, cleaning up is always a good one. But see, that we started cleaning up on Saturday, still no hints. That's why my dad started just yelling at everyone.
Yeah. Ash, is there like a certain, like, I feel like while cleaning up, you almost need to change into pajamas or something.
Oh, you reckon?
So it's
change.
Kind of like, well, I'm just packing down for the night. I'm in my PJs. I'm getting the suds up on these pans and stuff. It's time for everyone to go, because then that's a verbal message.
Yeah. Do you pack up just like? Do you pack up? Start packing up tables as well as all the cutlery and everything?
Well, no, I don't actually ask the guests to get off their chairs.
I feel like that'd be a good way. Like, guys, everyone up. I've got to start moving this stuff away. We got another group coming in an hour.
Yeah. I like it. Thanks for that one, Ash.
Thanks, guys.
No worries, buddy.
I mean, I was really sick on Saturday as well, Tim. So I was
coughing
just
on everyone. Sorry, Karen. You best be on your way. Good night.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
13, 12, 16. I want to find out the best way to apologize to someone.
Sure.
This cop over in the United States, I reckon he's cracked the code of a solid apology. There was an incident going on. There was firefighters, ambulance, police there. Someone who was badly burnt, and they were trying to calm him down. I think he'd started the fire.
Yep.
They were trying to calm him down because obviously he was in a lot of pain. But he was resisting the help from the ambos and the firefighters because he was like, well, I done me a crime and I'm going to get busted if they tie me down.
Sure.
So the police officer, to calm this person down and to get them to be able to get treatment, got his taser out. He shot the taser to try and calm this bloke down, missed him, hit one of the firefighters. He didn't see that he'd hit the firefighter because obviously, so the firefighter would have heard, oh, that's something's in the back of my arm. he's pulled the trigger.
Oh, no.
And then Firefighter falls to the ground and he's realised what he's done.
The other guy gets away.
Yeah. He's still on the loose. We can't catch him. So obviously, cop feels terrible. They pull the pincers out of this poor firefighter that's trying to do his job.
And you know what? He should feel terrible. That's an accurate description.
So this cop was trying to think, how can I apologise to this firefighter? I feel really bad. What should I do? He's made him a cake, taken it to the fire station. Cute. And on top of the cake, it says, sorry, I tased you.
Yep.
That's perfect apology.
I often apologise with baked goods.
Yes. I think that's a great apology system. Zinger burgers is a good apology. Just, here's a Zinger burger. I'm sorry.
With no mayo. That's how you take it.
If I would think if you put mayonnaise on it, it's almost adding insult to the already injury.
Matt, who was filling in for me last week. He once apologised with chicken nuggets.
He went to McDonald's at 4 a.m. and conjured nuggets somehow.
I don't know how he did it, but I was impressed and I forgave him straight away.
I quite like this method of apology. Sorry I tased you on a cake. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. It's the best way to apologise to someone. Really, if you've done them a wrongin', how do you make it right again? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, best way to apologise to someone because a police officer in the United States accidentally tased a firefighter. I'm sure that's good for the already high tensions that exist between those two groupings.
Yeah.
And so he accidentally tased him trying to apprehend a suspect.
Yep.
So he apologised by bringing a cake to the firehouse with, I'm sorry I tased you, in blue icing on
Mad
the top.
Respect. Get me
Mad
a,
respect.
Get me a Coles mud cake.
I'd get
I am happy.
Yeah, I would get tased. For a cake.
I wouldn't.
Small price to pay for a Coles Muddy. I mean, I could spend the $7, but I don't have to spend the $7 if I get tased. Anyway, we've had Alison. Sorry. We can talk about mud cakes all day long. Had Alison call through on 13, 12, 16. Alison, what's the best way to apologise to someone?
Give them $5 and write I'm sorry on the back of it.
No, because then you
doesn't that make the $5 not legal tender anymore?
Well, if you write it with like a whiteboard marker.
Oh, yep. Fair enough.
They get the message, they can rub it off.
Yeah, but they still get $5.
And they can go buy themselves a Happy Meal.
Alison, how much money are you losing?
Oh, look, a lot.
Yeah. She started off with $20 notes, it got too expensive, went down to fives.
I'm $5,000 in the hole at the moment, but
$1 coins.
I'd take a fiver as an apology, absolutely.
All right, well, thanks for that, Alison.
No worries,
mate.
I would also like a flash mob. Like if someone flash mobbed me while I was at the shops and was like, I'm sorry, and like they start singing sorry songs, I'd be all about that as well.
Yeah, no, I'm not a massive fan of crowds. So if one person just wants to send me a text saying I'm sorry, that'll probably do it for me.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Friday is a huge day, not just for us, but pretty much all of Central Queensland.
Well, pretty much everyone is coming from every corner of this country and even other parts of the world to be involved in the Boyntown Hookup, which is, of course, the biggest fishing competition in the Southern Hemisphere. Take that, South Africa. Take that, New Zealand. Take that, Chile. And Papua New Guinea.
We're going to be broadcasting this show live
on Friday
from Bray Park. We're still locking down the location. I don't know if you've had any...
No,
you've
mate,
had some advancements while
I've been
gone.
Yes, I've actually been doing work while you've been away.
I'm shocked.
I know, just as I was, and so was our bosses. But I've got something locked and loaded for Friday, so just I'll let you know later in the week. You just do your little spiel right now, mate, because I'm doing me.
Well, we've also got the duck race on Sunday.
Mate. This is, to me, this duck race that for the Seekery Capricorn Helicopter Rescue Service. It is a bloody mouthful, isn't it?
It is.
I'm so competitive, and I know I shouldn't want to win because we're hosting it, but I want to win so bad. It's like the Great Raft Regatta for Easter. Mm-hmm. I'm that invested in our duck, Captain Quackers.
And you, if you're a business, can enter corporate duck.
That's the thing. See, we've got a corporate duck.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I just feel like we're going to win. So I'm challenging other businesses across Central Queensland right now. Go to BoyntownHookup.com. Bring it.
Yeah. Get yourself a duck. Decoration. The best decorated duck will win a prize as well. Ooh. So you don't even have to win. Like if you if
now
you,
you're talking.
If you're artistic enough, you can win in other ways, Tim.
Do we have any final tactics? Because I've been training Captain Quackers in my off time. That's kind of because you and my girlfriend have both been away for a bit. So that's been my main focus for the last few weeks.
Can we like shave him a little bit so that Like if we
more
shave him
water
down,
dynamic.
Yeah, then maybe he'll just be lighter than all the other ducks and he'll go faster.
No, I think we want weight.
We want weight.
Because the current's going to pick that bad boy up. Oh. You can enter your corporate duck at boyntanamhookup.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, you've got exclusive access to American Idol this year. Give us all the goss.
Here is the goss. First of all, American Idol is expressed from the US every Monday and Tuesday on Foxtel's Fox 8. Fabulous. Tonight at 9:15 is the next episode. They're down to the top 10. And every week I'm backstage interviewing the contestants and the judges. And last week I sat down with Lionel Richie and Katy Perry. And I was like, give me the behind-the-scenes goss. And let me tell you, they also confirmed why they almost did a walk-off. Check it out.
Behind the scenes, Lionel and I were planning a peaceful protest walk-off.
In the voting, they were throwing out the baby and the bathwater. In other words, come on, guys. There's talent right there, and it's unique talent. You need to see it again. Thank God America came to its senses. Thank you.
Good. The top 10 are so good this year. Like, the talent, like, people have been asking me all day, like, who's going to win? I have no idea who's going to win. It is so tight. Check it out. It's really, really good.
What's it like being around Lionel Richie and Katy Perry?
Yeah, that's a dynamic duo.
They're cool. Yeah, they're awesome. You know, like, obviously, Katy loves Aussies because, you know, we've met her before and she's totally awesome. Lionel's just, like, the nicest guy. He's kind of like your dad.
I was going to say, he feels like that dad vibe about him. I reckon he'd be great. He'd give you $20 to go to the shops. Like...
He'd probably be, and he'd be like, don't spend it all at once. Come on, go. Don't tell your mother. Yeah.
Awesome, Dino. Well, we're looking forward to checking out. Thanks very much, mate. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Talk again. Bye, guys.
See you, Dean.
As always, you can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
The age that you begin to feel happiness, scientists and researchers said, is 50 years old.
50?
Half a century. 50 years
old. I'm still halfway there, mate.
Yeah, mate, I'm directly halfway there. I haven't even got halfway to happiness. That's a song.
Oh.
Halfway. It's like halfway to the danger zone. I used to think it was not highway to the danger zone, that song. I thought it was halfway to, and at the end of the song, then still not at the danger zone. It's like, get there.
It's not about getting to the danger zone, Tim. It's about the journey.
It's about the journey. You're right. Sorry. But so apparently 50 is because your children most likely have probably started to move out of the house.
They've nicked off.
You've probably got a job where you're at least either settled and happy or you're comfortable and happy.
Or about to retire.
About to retire. Well, 50 retire, that's...
Mate, if I could retire at 50, I'd be a happy woman.
Mate, if you could retire right now, you'd be a happy woman.
Just... Do I still get to do radio?
No, that's not retiring. Okay. Unless you want to work at a community radio station, that's definitely retiring. But it's not science fiction. It's real. 50 years old. So if you're in your late 40s, first of all, what an exciting few years for you to come.
Yep.
Knowing that you're about to be happy. And for those of you that are 50 onwards, congratulations.
My mum's
I'm very envious.
51 this year.
So she's been happy for a year.
She's hit her happiness.
Well,
hit her peak.
My mum's stoked. She's just on May 12th. She'll be hitting a decade of happiness.
Oh,
turning 60 years old. Mama is
excellent.
So I think, look, we can really prepare for this.
Yep.
In the future to be happy when we're 50 years old. Like
for right now, I can still be miserable.
Oh,
and complain.
We can swim in the misery as long as you need, mate. All good.
I got 24 years left. Oh
yeah, we got time. You get a few laps in the misery pool.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Excuse me, your appointment with Dr. Love.
Oh, here we go.
I'm surprised you haven't set yourself up a little opener. Nah, that's too much effort. Dr. Love's a sporadic doctor. He can't be setting in. You can't pencil in an appointment with
Dr. Love.
He picks one with you. And Dr. Love, for you fellas listening right now, I can tell you how you get married.
So you can't even help me?
Well, no, I'm talking about what you love because I know what you want.
Okay.
And you love love, and like we all love love. And Dr. Love is going to prescribe strong handshakes.
What?
Apparently, The stronger your handshake, the more impressed a female will be.
Okay.
With the grip. Obviously, don't break the handshake. Like, it's not a competition of how many bones you can get to come out of the skin. But
I think there's a fine line between, like, a strong handshake and just, like, a little wimpy one. Like, if I'm just grabbing and you've, like, you give me four fingers, that's not okay.
That's the thing that I worry about, because you can't go in too ferocious with a handshake, right? Because then it's like, this guy's going to break my hand. But you can't go in too dainty. It's like, well, this guy's never lifted a hammer in his life. And I experienced the same thing a few weeks ago. Met a journalist and I was like, hey, how are you going? And we might have well just been holding fingernails.
Oh.
Because it was just like,
oh no.
Hello, how are you
That's
going?
That's embarrassing.
And
for
I was
you.
Like, well, I'm not marrying her. Yes, I do have a girlfriend, but I'm not marrying her. Because apparently new research is claiming that the possibility of men getting married is linked to their handshake. The findings suggest that a firm handshake is something that makes a man more desirable for women when it comes to tying the knot.
I don't know. I don't think I handshake anybody.
Because you're a hugger.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like squeeze.
So it's a firm
it's like
hug.
A bear hug.
Yeah.
Like really
I do enjoy a big bear hug.
Well, every time you've got a sore back, you just beckon the tallest person in the office that's available to crack your back and give you a big old hug.
Yeah, you've never helped me out.
Nah.
You stood on my back once.
Yeah, because you were like, hey, Tim, do you want to stand on my back? I was like, sure, I don't know why, but if you give me the option.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
New music is what I want to focus on, Jess, because today it's a great day for me. Well, I heard this on Saturday and I'm so glad. I saved it in my phone because it was the first thing I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
That's why I waited 2 hours into the show to get it out of the way.
The first thing.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm not doing this at 5. but Kanye West has released some new music.
Right.
The song is called Lift Yourself. He's also announced that him and Kid Cudi are going to be announcing an album in June. Then he's releasing his own album a few days later.
Where's
than
that. Kid Cudi been the last
Making
few
an
years?
Album with, with Kanye. And he was in one episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Was he?
Yeah. He was the guy that Jake Peralta sings the guitar to and he screams to try and get him to crack.
Amazing.
Good paying attention, buddy. But you've derailed me again. I'm sick of it. But I have a snippet of this new song, Lift Yourself.
Okay.
And this is genuine. 100% real. I'm not playing gags.
Up.
I haven't made this up. Would you like me to play some?
Go on.
Whoop dee scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee. Scoop dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop whoop poop. Poop dee dee whoop scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
Whoop dee dee scoop poop indeed.
Your joke. Was that Kanye?
That was Kanye.
Has he been like, is he trying to give like the Wiggles a bit of an R&B Fridays feel? Or?
I'm not sure, but.
What the hell was that?
Whoop diddy scoop. Scoop diddy whoop. Whoop de scoop de poop. And then essentially repeat. Poop poop is in there as well.
Okay, he's officially lost his mind.
I think he might be trolling everyone. Just being like, because right before it, he's like, man, these bars, it's the best verse you'll ever hear. And then he's like, whoop diddy scoop. Poop de scoop.
Do you think he's got to that point where people will just like literally love anything he puts out because he's Kanye?
Kanye
and
West.
And he's trying to test the limits?
One day, and I swear by this, Kanye West is going to release an album and every song's going to have no sound, but his fans are going to listen and be like, I hear it. It's a good song, man. And I'm going to be one of those people. So Kanye.
It can't be any worse than whoopity scoop.
Yep.
Well, that garbage.
Well, mate, you're going to be hearing more of it on R&B Fridays. I can guarantee that.
Oh, no.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, the Turnbull government are throwing $500 million at the Great Barrier Reef.
It's about time Canberra came to the party.
Right?
They're probably just jealous that they don't have the reef down there. but it is great to actually hear because it's a lot of money and it's going into creating new coral life and re-establishing some coral formations out.
They're teaming up with Great Barrier Reef Foundation and they're going to tackle the growing problem of the crown of thorns starfish that are just like
killing,
huge, especially down in the southern end of the Great Barrier Reef where we are.
Yeah.
There's water pollution they want to tackle and reef damage. So all this money, I mean, it's very
well, it's
much
good.
Needed.
It's the largest living organism on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible and we don't want it to die and in 25 years kind of speak about it in the past tense because obviously it's one of the most incredible things naturally here in the entire planet let alone we're so lucky to have it here in Queensland.
The Environment Minister said that we must improve the water quality, we must address the crown of thorns, and we must ensure our reef managers and scientists are better equipped to manage and monitor the reefs. Because it's one thing to fix it, but then you need to keep maintaining it over the years. Yeah, so I think it's really great that we're finally investing some cash into it.
Fantastic, mate.
Yeah, you can check out that story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Hit CQ's Mother of the Year. Thanks to Gladstone Yacht Club. Open daily for lunch and dinner by the water.
Is your mum the best mum in all of central Queensland? We want to hear about her.
The best things about mums. Look, mum's the one of four people in my life I let hug me. Mum gives good hugs. She's a lot littler than I am. She comes up to about my shoulder and she gives those good ones where she gets under my armpits and just wraps around.
See, I feel like, though, when as soon as you have a kid, that's when you, like, you get your super hugging powers.
You get your hugging powers.
Because there has never been a mum I've met who hasn't given a good hug. Yeah.
Also, dad hugs are great. Don't get me wrong. Dad hugs are great. But Mother's Day.
We're celebrating mums.
We're celebrating Mother's Day. And it is very exciting because if you think your mum is just top shelf, if you think she's the bee's knees, if you think she's the gravy baby, go to hit.com.au and register your mum to be crowned Hit CQ's first ever Mother of the Year.
Yeah, all you have to do is tell us in 25 words or less why your mum is the best.
That's right.
We're going to bring 10 finalists to the Yacht
Club. 10 super mums.
Yep. And we're going to celebrate them all.
That's right.
And then that night, we're going to crown the winner.
That's right. The Mother of the Year for 2018, the first ever. It could be your mother. What a way to celebrate Mother's Day. By having a bit of a party at Yachty's Club in Gladstone, celebrating
Tim,
your mum.
The ultimate gift pack as well comes along with that prize. So you wouldn't even have to... Mum's Mother's Day present sorted.
That can be a gift for your mother. So hit.com.au is where you need to go and head to that win page. Celebrate your mum this Mother's Day.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Big news over the weekend. I'm pretty sure it happened Friday afternoon. There was a very historic meeting between the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, the leader of South Korea, President Moon Jae-in. And for the first time since the 30s, I believe, a North Korean leader stood feet into South Korea, which is a massive deal. Across the border. They're both obviously a lot. There was a big planned media about it. They took turns in going to each other's region, which obviously South Korea's president hadn't spent a lot of time in North Korea.
Yep.
And those of you that aren't familiar, North Korea and South Korea have been at quite high tensions for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever watched soccer, you've seen in the past that accidentally the North Korean anthem was played during a South Korean team playing and they walked off. They refused to play.
Really?
Because the tensions were that high at the time. Right. But we saw it at the Winter Olympics that Korea presented a united front because they were hosting the games as the United Korea Republic instead of just North and the
And that was pretty epic. Joining together of the team was, I mean, unheard of.
Exactly. And they have come to a decision that before the end of the year, they would like to end this, you could almost call it, I don't know if it's an official war between the two nations.
Right.
But they are going to finally settle the disputes that they've been having. And also, just in the last 24 hours, Kim Jong-un has come and said out, by May, we will shut down our country's nuclear testing.
Wow.
As well. It's strange, man.
I'm a little bit, I don't want to be negative Nelly over here, but I'm a bit skeptical of his motives. Why all of a sudden is this huge leader just going, you know what? I concede. Let's all be friends.
I think he's very wary of Donald Trump and this kind of flippancy that I think he would put towards United States nuclear, pressing a button, firing a missile towards Korea, where he's like, I don't want to be known as a person that's firing a missile or even aiming one towards the United States.
So maybe Donald Trump was a good move for America.
Maybe.
Because even Kim Jong-un is looking at Donald Trump and going, that guy's not very good.
Yeah, no, I watched season 3 of Celebrity Apprentice. No, thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, it's no secret at the moment that I'm a little bit sick.
Yes, your voice clearly indicates that you have not taken care of yourself for the last week or so.
Well, I was in Melbourne with family for my sister's 21st.
Yeah.
And I had to fly back yesterday, obviously, to make it back for the show today.
That time.
And I was, worse than... I sound a lot worse than I feel today. I'm feeling pretty good today.
You sound bad.
Yeah,
just
yesterday,
from one professional with a voice to another professional with a voice, yours is below par.
Yesterday, so much worse. So much worse.
Yeah.
So I've had a bit of a head cold. And anyone that's flown with a cold will know the pain that I experienced yesterday.
Flying perfectly in full health makes you feel bad, let alone if you're crook. So that's not fun.
Going up and coming down
the pressure.
Are the worst parts. Because the pressure, you can barely alleviate it when you're not sick.
Yeah.
But when your nose is so blocked that you can barely breathe and then the plane is descending, I've never experienced such pain, right?
Okay.
So as I was landing into Gladstone yesterday...
I have a feeling I know what you're about to say.
I was sitting next to a lovely gentleman. I do apologise because what he experienced, I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. The plane started descending, so everyone's strapped in, so I can no longer ask flight attendants for any more tissues.
Oh, okay, well, I thought this was going somewhere else, but...
No.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you ended up crying.
No, God, this person. No, I've run out of tissues at this point.
Sure.
I'm sitting in my seat. I'm in the window seat.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, my ears feel like my head's going to explode. Yeah.
You need you cover the nose. And then your ears
And
pop.
You unblock the ears. Only my nose is full of liquid.
Yes, that is true.
And I'm talking like I got a blood nose as well, mid-flight.
You're the coolest person to sit next to.
Right?
If I could pick out of you, someone with a gun or a baby crying, I would pick you.
So I go to blow, I just went, you know what, my head's going to explode.
Sure.
So I had to choose between snotty hands.
Yep.
Snotty and other thing hands. Yeah. And or just like my head exploding. So I went with the hand.
Well, you just blew into your hand.
Yeah.
Mate, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Do you not understand the pain I was in?
It
was foul.
I picked
Stuff
you up,
went everywhere.
I picked you up from the airport and you handed me your bag. I've touched the same thing that you have,
mate. I washed my hand as soon as I got off the plane.
You can't wash that shame off your body.
Yeah, that is soapy water, mate.
Oh.
I got off so I'm like holding on to things. As I'm getting off the flight.
Well, like you're holding like that silly putty stuff.
I had my hand in a fist. Just a fist of snot.
You are foul.
God. Why am I still single? So I get off the plane and I'm like, I walk straight to the bathroom, wash the hands, go wait for my bags. And I was just like, I wanted to find the guy and say, I'm so sorry.
But you went to shake his hand, but he was like, get away from me, woman. Not again.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and a bit of a milestone in central Queensland this week, Tim.
Really?
Happy birthday, Yipoon.
Oh, no way. How old's Yipoon?
150 years old.
Yipoon is 150 years old. Well, they are going through some redevelopments at the moment, so it's good to see that Yipoon's celebrating with a birthday present to itself. I love Yipoon.
Right?
I love it.
The township was formed in 1868.
Dang, girl.
And it's only grown since then. Yeah. There's plenty happening in Yipoon, especially, like you said, there's more developments happening now.
I like to imagine there's a birthday cake in the middle of the roundabout on Main Street.
How do you Everyone celebrate the birthday of a town? What do you reckon they're doing today?
I reckon they just do from 8:30 to 9 a.m., coffees are free.
Yes.
For every cafe. Sorry, mate. You can only... One
we
per
have
person.
No authorization to say that, but head down to Yipoon. Yep. Tell them happy birthday.
One per person per hour. So there's a lot of rules, but I reckon if you're listening and you own a cafe in Yipoon, get it done. Get it done. Happy birthday.
A special history booklet is going into reproduction again. There was a Yipoon centenary booklet released in 1968. Hopefully they've updated it over the last
Fingers
50 years.
Fingers crossed, hey?
But there will be a reproduction of that one you can get your hands on very, very soon.
Well, we should go up there and have a bit of a party.
Yeah.
Have a bit of a dance.
Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday, Yipoon. Good on you, champ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
We are going to be heading off now, but just before we do leave, I would like to share something that I'm a bit disappointed that I found out so late notice because I wish I could attend.
Oh.
So over on the 5th of May, which is this Saturday, I believe, in Texas in the United States, Slacker... the Society for Lazy and Carefree Runners is hosting its annual event. It's the Bowen 0.5 kilometer. So it's a 500 meter race. and
you can just take your time with it.
Take your time. Instead of Gatorade and water breaks, there's donuts, beers, coffees, cigarettes, like a smoking stop for those that want to stop and smoke. And the person that does it the most leisurely will be crowned the champion for 2018.
I mean, how do you get more leisurely? Like,
the person doesn't show up. You registered, but you didn't show up.
Can I like lie down on a trolley and you just like push me over to the finish line?
Potentially. Like the run itself, it's bookended by a free beer. So if you finish, instead of getting a participation medal, which no one wants, you get a beer.
Okay, this is my kind of fun run.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
there's the fun part. Finally, a fun run with some fun.
The colour run's great and it raises money for a good cause.
Of course.
Put food stalls the whole way along and I'm going to be a happy gal.
Yeah. So, look, if we could organise our own 500 metre slacker event,
amazing.
Absolutely would be involved in that.
500 metres is a bit far, maybe 200.
I feel like you don't know how to measure length.
100 metre lack of sprint. And it's just you're cruising down 100 metres.
We don't need to.
Track.
You've already won. So. Anyway, we are out of here for today. Alpha Bucks is happening after 9 a.m., as it always does. Do you reckon someone's going to get some money today?
I reckon today's the day.
It's
going to happen.
Well, make sure you are listening to ALO and Joey Groth, because they're the ones that are going to give you that cash. All you got to do is be listening out for Alpha Bucks. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 5 a.m. Take it easy.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.